What did you write down?
Jonathan.
Didn't write it down, but I like what he said, that the Lord showed him that you have no idea what I would do and where we will go if you seek me. And I know I've seen some of that stuff just in my life. When you just give God just a little bit of availability, it's amazing what he does. And it's so cool to just see, you know, just wait and see what's next.
Someone else.
He lets us have all that we will accept. Mm. That's all. How can you fathom that? I mean, all you have to do is accept it. It's too easy. I mean, it sounds too easy. It's the accepting part that really is the hardest thing. Mm. But it means his healing, his love, his joy, his leading, his guiding, his abundance of everything, mercy. He's all we need. If we could just accept it.
Hallelujah. If you have any idea of what I have in store for those who seek me, this is what the Lord told Uncle Hans on January 1924. You would seek me with everything that you have.
The Holy Ghost fights your battles for you, solves your problems. Humble yourself, delight yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up.
This is good. But I just, you know, as I was listening to it again, I realized that there were maybe 10 sermons in there, like in 17 minutes. They were like, he just covered so much. Yeah, it's incredible. It was, I mean, and things that we've heard even here in, I mean, these 2 weeks. I mean, maybe you didn't hear it, but I did. It's just amazing. So someone else.
The bigger your nothingness, the richer his grace.
Say that again. The bigger?
The bigger your nothingness.
The bigger his grace.
We come low before Jesus. He is there to enrich us with his grace.
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
He said, like the gift that keeps on giving and that is forever yours is like God.
So Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Any big girls? Come on, I saw pens moving back there. You were drawing flowers, right? Now, what do you have, Johanna?
I like the part about the, specifically that said polywogs, but...
Yeah, you caught that, I didn't.
like we're looking around in a muddy puddle looking for living polywogs, when, I don't know if you can continue the metaphor, but God is standing nearby with the fullness of his blessing, and we're scrounging around for something else.
One sin that condemns us is unbelief. I had to think about that. There isn't anything that condemns me as long as I can believe Jesus paid the price.
Jesus is like a fountain. Wants us to come and learn to drink of him.
Well, where do we find that verse that he repeated over and over again? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Where do you find that? Is that in the Bible? Psalm? Which Psalm? Psalm 37. Let's just open our Bibles and just look at that together briefly. Picking it up at verse 3. Psalm 37, verse 3. It says, Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And here it is. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. And so here we have these short commands, as it were, instructions, things that we need to do. The first one is to trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Does God have abundance for us? Did you hear that in that talk as well? There's an abundance for us. All that we need. Let's put our trust in the Lord. Let's believe our God. And he will surely provide. He'll feed us. He'll lead us in green pastures. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I said, Dad, what does that mean? I've heard it before. I mean, explained. And some will say, well, God will give you the desires that you should have. Right? You could look at it that way. He will give you the desires that are pleasing to him. If you delight in him, that's what goes first. Delight in him. He'll put those desires in you that you ought to have. But then I think that's not enough for me. Because not only does he put those desires in me, but then he satisfies those desires. Do you understand that? Not only does he give me the right to, but then he fulfills those desires in my life. It's as I delight myself in him. Now, what does that mean? How do I delight myself in the Lord? What does that mean? I think that word delight has a thought of joyfulness. Do you find your joy in God? In your relationship with Jesus Christ, is that the thing that brings you delight? Or do you need other things to make you happy? Are there other things that you need that you need to satisfy your soul? When I think of delighting in someone, it also has the idea of love. If I love someone, I delight in that person. I delight to be in their presence. I can't wait to be in their company. I was thinking how I would, after church sometimes, I would run and take Kenny Pahulik home out in Queens Village. And then I'd come back to Brooklyn just to see Denise. And she would say, why are you coming back? Go home. But I delighted in her company. I loved her.
Hope you still do.
Was that a question? No, I didn't. And it should be that way with the Lord. You know, when we say, oh, we have another meeting tonight, you know? It's indicative of something that's maybe lacking in us. Or, I heard it expressed, you know, maybe we don't read our Bibles as much as we know we should. Or we don't pray as much. Well, maybe that's an indication that, Lord, you need to work in my heart so that I have this real delight in you. And it goes beyond feeling, though. I think what I mean by that is we can't wait for the feeling, you know, and say, well, if I feel it, I'll do it. You know, if I feel the delighting in God, then I'll delight in him. I think it's an act of our will where we do those things that we know we need to do, and then we find they become a delight. Do you understand that? Don't wait for it to be, oh, you know, it's just really, sometimes we find it difficult to read our Bibles. But if we'll make that conscious effort and say, God, I'm here for you to speak to me. And Lord, I'm going to stay here and read until you speak to me. And I'm going to spend time in your presence until I hear from you. And I feel your presence. And if we'll approach it that way, I believe that God will then make it a delight. It won't be a chore. It'll become a delight. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Put him first. Put aside other things and say, Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Another place it says, I delight to do thy will, O Lord. Thy law is in my heart. And there it is again. It's an act of obedience. I delight to do thy will. And after that it follows, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will satisfy us completely. We'll find our every desire met in him. You know, we look for that satisfaction in so many other places. We look for satisfaction in things we own, things we possess. We look for satisfaction in relationships. If only I meet the right person, then I'll be happy. Maybe we look for satisfaction in success in this life. Maybe it's in your job. You want to succeed and you think, well, if I succeed, then I'll be happy. Or if in school, if I get straight A's, if I come out with a 4.0, then I'll be happy. I'll be satisfied. But beloved, once we've tasted of the Lord, the things of this world will never satisfy us. Delight thyself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And so let's come again tonight and just say, Lord, maybe I've looked for satisfaction in other things. But Lord, I know that you alone can satisfy the deepest longing of my heart. And so I want to commit my way to you. Roll your way, it's in the literally, roll your way upon the Lord. I guess it means just, you know, just give everything to him. Lord, you do with me what you desire. You have your way in my life. Trust in him. He'll bring it to pass. Your righteousness, it says, he will bring forth thy righteousness as light. Our lives will speak to the fact that God is in me, that God lives in us, that Jesus has come. And our lives will reflect his righteousness, his light. Is that what you want your life to be like? Lord, I want to be like you. And so it's good for us to, again, just say before God, search my heart. Search my heart, O God. Try me. Know my thoughts. And see if there be some wicked way in me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, you see our hearts tonight, and you know that we desire to delight ourselves in the Lord. We want to find you to be the joy of our lives. Lord, help us to realize that the things of earth will never satisfy. There are pleasures of sin for a season, yes. There's a temporary passing satisfaction that comes, but Lord, we want the things that last for eternity. And so, Lord, we want to build our lives upon your word and upon your commandments. We want to delight to do your will. We want to delight to walk in your ways. To enjoy this companionship and fellowship with the Son of God. And so, Jesus, I pray that you would make yourself more real and more precious to each of us. Lord, we believe there's a fullness that we have yet to receive. There's a fullness in you that if we would just open our hearts and believe and receive and accept the gift that you give. Jesus, you want to give us yourself. And Lord, we may not fully understand all that means. But Lord, we open our hearts to you tonight. Lord Jesus, I want more of you. Fill me, Lord, with yourself. Fill me with great joy and peace in believing. Hallelujah. There's a song in our books entitled Satisfied. Let's sing that together. 445. And I just want you to just look at this song with me before we sing it. Our brother Jonathan was saying how he's been looking at the hymns and looking at the verses. And so here this hymn writer expresses desire. There's a longing for a drink, right? All my life long I had panted. Here it says waited. For a drink from some cool spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. So here's a thirst that we don't find satisfied with the things of this life, of this world. And then the next one is what? Feeding on the husks around me? What's that a reference to? Prodigal son? Right? Where he ended up there in that pig sty or pig pen. And what did he do to feed himself? Well, he picked the food that the pigs were eating. And then he realized. And then the third verse, poor I was, sought for riches, something that would satisfy. But all the things we gather round us only mocked my soul's sad cry. And now we come to the fourth verse. And I know that maybe you've seen this before, but here in the fourth verse, every want, every desire now is met. Well of water, ever springing, that's for our thirst, right? That goes back to verse 1. Verse 2. Talks about the food that I need, the hunger. So it's bread of life, so rich and free. And then this last one, untold wealth, is the answer to verse 3. So we find everything in Jesus. Hallelujah, I have found him, whom my soul so long hath craved. Jesus, say that with me, Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will satisfy every longing that you have. Hallelujah. So let's sing this together. Now again, it's a little early tonight, just a little bit after 9:30. So let's spend some time just waiting upon our God, seeking Him, asking Him to make Himself real and precious to us. More precious than the things that we've held on to. Lord, we want to love You first. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Someone pray with us yet, and then we'll go to prayer.
And when you reach out and find Him, He has promised, I will never leave you or forsake you. Lo, I am with you always until the end of the age. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you, Lord, that you do satisfy. That in your presence is fullness of joy.
Yes, Lord.
And at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for this path of life. And oh God, help us. Help us to let it dawn upon us in a new way, oh God, that you are so wonderful, that you want to make yourself so real to us. Oh God. God, that you want to thrill our souls. You want to satisfy our deepest longings.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that we can know you. You promised that all shall know you, from the least even unto the greatest, because of your mercifulness and your lovingness and forgiveness. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to be as that heart panting after the water brook. Let our soul pant for you. God, for the living God. Oh, Jesus. All that I want is in Jesus.
He satisfies, joy He supplies, life.
All that I want is